commentary sounds like a broken record, it's because the folks who are out to gut Medicare, the let's have a grand bargain and introduce more austerity crowd, have returned with a vengeance. Because of the current standoff between the President and House Republicans, the two leaders of the failed Simpson-Bowles Commission are back at it again. Over the summer, the White House has hosted dinners with Senate Republicans in hopes that a new grand bargain can be reached. Simpson and Bowles, in a recent op-ed, argued again that in exchange for higher taxes on well-off individuals, the Democrats are going to have to accept entitlement reform. Entitlement reform, to those who have not listened to me before, is a euphemism for cutting Medicare and even Social Security. Simpson and Bowles propose steps that ultimately will lead to a transformation of Medicare from a guarantee to a capped expenditure by the federal government. In short, something very similar to the Ryan budget's premium support. In this version, instead of the individual being asked to buy insurance, the government would cut back on Medicare spending and cap increases at the increase in GDP. In effect, solving the issue of medical cost inflation by making people on Medicare bear all the risk. As I have said countless times, cutting Medicare is terrible policy. Such cuts were terrible when Simpson and Bowles first proposed them, which is why the 18-member commission never got enough members to support their proposal. Despite the media's persistence in calling the proposal from Simpson and Bowles to individuals the proposal of the entire 18-member commission, what Simpson and Bowles proposed was never even put to a vote on the commission because it could not reach the required majority. Cutting Medicare was equally terrible when Ryan proposed it, and the House passed it twice. When confronted with the opportunity, the public responded both with negative polling numbers and with a resounding defeat for Mitt Romney, who, we should remember, chose Paul Ryan as his running mate. Why is cutting Medicare terrible policy? Because the problem with Medicare has actually nothing to do with Medicare. If Medicare were abolished tomorrow, medical cost inflation would still be a problem for people who buy insurance through their employers or people who buy their insurance through the just-created exchanges under the Affordable Care Act. There are many reasons why medical care costs more here than in most other countries. One is the existence of government-mandated monopolies for newly developed drugs, patents. If patents in pharmaceuticals were abolished and a prize system were substituted that would directly reward those who create the new products, prices of drugs could be cut by 70% or more. Another problem is the very existence of a private insurance system for health care with no national or statewide system of price controls. We don't need to use the Simpson-Bowles-Ryan approach. All we need is to directly control medical cost inflation. As I've said many times, a Canadian-style system expanding Medicare to the entire population would truly control prices while keeping doctors and hospitals and drug companies private. The control of prices would be based on the bargaining power of the buyer, just as Walmart bargains down the prices it pays for the items it sells. Don't let the austerity crowd, who are dying to cut Medicare, take advantage of the current political crisis in Washington to create this grand bargain. That so-called bargain is a lemon for us citizens. While putting pressure on Congress to reopen the government and raise the debt ceiling, do not let your guard down. Insist that the Simpson-Bowles-Ryan approach to resolving the current impasse be firmly rejected.